Do you remember the Dunkirk evacuations?
I don't remember it at the time because I was young. It's only with hindsight that I realised what it was. But at the time I didn't know what it was, but when I look back I realise now what it was. I was actually standing on the corner of the street, and a lot of women had been at their gates and looking down the road, and nobody had said anything because they didn't. And suddenly my father came along and picked me up and carried me home, and I was given this necklace, which I found out since was a rosary. And I went round and showed it next door, and she wasn't very happy. And it got taken away from me, and I found out in later years that this had come from a German soldier, rosary. And my father told me that it was common practice, actually, to steal from the bodies, and that he had actually seen somebody cut the finger off a German soldier to get the ring off. I mean, he told me that. But at that particular time, I didn't know anything about it was Dunkirk or, you know, nobody. It's only, as I say, looking back and talking to my dad. I mean, my father died at 62, unfortunately, so I'd never really had lots of conversations with him, but on the one or two occasions, I realised that it was to do with Dunkirk when he came back. And I know he was there. And my mother used to say that he had nightmares for most of his life. And I know he did used to shout out at night because he used to wake us up. And one of the main ones was because he couldn't swim and he was up to his neck in water.